And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to take you all the way back to my time in the military. It's been a minute since I've served in the military. As a matter of fact, I retired from the military, or I was kind of identified as somebody who needed to be retired by the military. And I'm not going to go into the whole mechanics of how that happened, but just suffice it to say that I spent 27 years serving our country in the United States Army. In 2013, a decision was made by the United States Army. Even though I was selected for promotion, I was subsequently selected for retirement, and that selection kind of took over the fact that I was selected to be promoted, and that caused me to start a process where I had to separate from the military. So I separated from the military. And in 2014, I found myself in a place where I was not necessarily financially retired. I wasn't. I was physically retired. I mean, the Army separated me. So, I mean, that action right there caused me to stop being a soldier on an active duty status, and it caused me to be a soldier in a retired status. Now, one of the things that I did earn for my 27 years of service was a pension. And I still get that pension every day. However, well, I don't get it every day. I get it once a month. Let's be clear about that. But let me point out the downfall to earning the pension, because I know a lot of you are going, wow, dude, you got a pension, so you must be golden, right? All right, here's what you don't understand about the military pension. The military pension effectively pays me about one-third of what I used to earn when I was serving on active duty. So that caused a problem for me. It caused a real big problem for me in my household, because the expenses in my household didn't go down by two-thirds just because I separated from the United States Army. I still had a mortgage payment. I didn't have any car payments at the time because I had paid all those things off, but I still had the expenses of life. I still had to pay my power bill. I still had to pay my natural gas bill. I still had to pay my water bill. You know where I'm going, right? And then, of course, there's the expenses of living. There's the expenses of having to go to the supermarket, because we don't kill what we eat anymore. We just go and buy it, right? Because we tend to have a process where we trade time for money, and then we get that money, and then we go spend that money on stuff that helps us survive. So what am I getting at? What I'm getting at is that one of the biggest things that I learned while serving in the United States Army was to take advantage of something called lessons learned. You heard me correctly. Take advantage of lessons learned. What does that mean, lessons learned? It means what you do is you study things that have already occurred, and by doing so, you learn what works and what doesn't work. And the Army, when I served in the United States Army, the Army was real big on lessons learned. As a matter of fact, they actually have like a, I don't know what you call that thing. It's like a think tank. Maybe that's the way to describe it. It's this big think tank of really smart people in the United States Army that are occasionally assigned to this think tank. And what they do is they examine what we did in the past as a military organization. And they look at the good, the bad, and the ugly. And they identify what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly. They don't kind of classify it that way, but you get the point, right? And here's the point. The reason the Army does that is because the Army wants to reinforce good behavior while getting rid of bad behavior. Yeah, keep good behavior while getting rid of, or at least improving upon, bad behavior. What does that mean? It means if the Army did something good, then we can look at that and we could say, wow, that was a good, quote unquote, you see my air quotes right there? You know, I know it's radio, you can't see them. All right, you see my air quotes? I know, I just did that joke. All right, The point I'm making is that when the Army does something good, we want to retain that behavior. We want to reinforce that behavior. We want the Army doing good things and getting good results from that type of behavior. But what happens when the Army does something bad or when the Army does something ugly? Well, we can still learn from that type of behavior, because what we learn is that we didn't really like that behavior. We didn't like the outcome that occurred as a result of whatever happened in the scenario. Does that make sense? Okay, so what we tend to do is we tend to look at the outcome and then we formulate in our minds ideas where, had we done this differently or had we applied this solution set to the problem, we might have come up with a much better outcome. Or what we might find out is we might find out that we did something wrong in the United States military, but there's something else in our societal reach, if you will, maybe in corporate America, where they've actually done something very good, and we can use those lessons learned and we can bring them into a military environment. The point is, when you are examining lessons learned, what you're trying to do is you're trying to go back into the past. You're trying to repeat the things that work really well, and you're trying to avoid those things that don't work very well. Now, in real estate investing, there's a lot of lessons learned out there. As a matter of fact, the organization that I'm a part of, Lifestyles Unlimited, has essentially a repository of lessons learned that's available to you. We take all of our lessons learned and we basically encapsulate them in a 16-hour education course designed to teach you everything you need to know to be a successful real estate investor. Yeah, all the lessons learned, literally almost 35 years of lessons learned that Del Walmsley and his team of mentors and operations consultants have put together, and they have made available to people like me. Now, I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I flat out will tell you that. I had a retirement problem. I did. Remember I told you earlier in the show that I left the United States Army and it wasn't my choice. It was the choice of the Army. It's not because I did anything bad. It's not because I was a bad person. It's just that's how everything aligned at that time in the United States Army with regards to moi. Yeah, it was time for me to separate. Now, trust me, I wasn't ready to separate. I really thought I was going to be able to stick around for at least another 3 years. I really thought I was going to be able to get promoted. But you know what? The cards were not in my favor. The cards were not in my favor. It was time for me to go. So I left. And the one thing that I learned from the Army, from lessons learned, believe it or not, was that I probably couldn't live off of that pension, even though I tried. I was going to buck the system. I was going to live off that pension, right? Yeah, can't do it. Now, here's why I couldn't do it. Imagine your salary. Imagine the income that you make right now. Now, what does that pay for in your household? Does it pay for all of your expenses of living? Does it also pay for some of the fun things that you like to do in life? All right. Now imagine that paycheck that you get going down by 2/3. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Try and support that household on 1/3 of what you used to make. That's the problem with the military pension. That was the problem that I didn't really address in my mind because I kind of blew off the lessons learned. I really thought that I wouldn't necessarily be retired, but lo and behold, boom, there I was, retired. So what did I do? Well, I did what every other retiree does. I tried to find a job. I did. And I looked. And I was dealing with ageism. I was dealing with some other things going on in the world at that time. And, you know, I was finding it difficult to find a job. And that money that was coming in wasn't enough money to support my household. So what did I do? Well, I had four vehicles that I owned in my household, one for each of my licensed drivers, that were owned free and clear, because that's the mentality that I had before I became a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So I took one title down to my bank. I got money. I lived off that money. It ran out. I took another title down to the bank, got money, lived off that money, wash, rinse, repeat until I went through four titles. And then I ran out of money. And at that point, I didn't have anything else that I could go to the bank with and say, hey, give me money. See, the problem that I was experiencing is the problem you would probably experience if you tried to retire yourself off of a bag of money, because that's what the majority of you are doing right now, is you're putting money into a 401k, or you're putting money into an IRA, or you're putting your money into some other government-sponsored vehicle that is really nothing more than a savings account designed for you to save up a bunch of money and hopefully die before that money runs out when you get to that point of retirement. And that's a huge decision point in your life, because you have to decide when you pull the trigger, when you actually retire, because if you get that wrong, you could run out of money. Now, lessons learned from real estate. Here's what we know about real estate. If you buy real estate, if you repurpose that money in that 401k, if you repurpose that money in that IRA, if you repurpose that money in wherever you have it, and you reinvest it into real estate, and you do it correctly. That's a key point right there, and that's part of the lessons learned. You do it correctly, because that's what the lessons learned are trying to teach you, is the correct way to do this. When you do it correctly, you start developing things like cash flow. Why is that so important with this cash flow stuff? Why do you want it? Why do you need it? Because the cash flow creates a revenue stream in your household, a revenue stream that you don't have currently. That 401k that you have, that IRA that you have, that whatever you have, how much does it pay you every month? It doesn't, does it? We know this at Lifestyles Unlimited. That is a huge lesson learned that we identify as Lifestyles Unlimited members. As a matter of fact, we figure this out when we become entry-level Lifestyles Unlimited members, and we go through the entry-level education that we call the Financial Freedom Seminar, which is really more than just entry-level education. It is education designed to really shock you and make you understand that there is a different way to achieve retirement than what you're doing. There is a path that you could follow that can get you to retirement in 5 years or less. 5 years or less. That's way better than what you're doing. When we come back from the break, lessons learned that you need to learn. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about lessons learned that can benefit you. Now, why am I talking about lessons learned? Well, because when I spent 27 years in the United States Army, they kind of beat that into my head. They did. Here's kind of the common threshold that we all lived by. Don't do dumb things. Yeah, don't do dumb things. So how do you prevent yourself from doing dumb things? Well, you learn from the dumb things that people have done in the past, and you don't repeat those behaviors. You don't repeat them. So what's this got to do with real estate investing? A lot. A lot. Trust me. There are people that have gone before you that have sent back maps to show you the correct way to invest in real estate assets. But there are also people that have gone before you that have done it wrong, that have sent back maps that show you the wrong way to do it. So how do you know what right looks like? How do you figure that out? Well, the first thing you do is you figure it out. You got to figure it out. So how do you do that? How do you figure it out? Well, the way I did it was I put my skeptic cap on and I identified, number one, I identified that I had a problem. I did. I had a retirement problem. And here was my retirement problem. Remember earlier in the show, I tried to retire myself and live off the pension that I earned from the United States Army, only to find out I couldn't do it. How did I solve that problem? I got a job. I went into the workforce. Okay. I did what everybody had trained me to do as I was separating from the military, because the majority of the people that separate from the military cannot live off the pension that they earn, provided they even earn the pension, which, by the way, isn't even available to people joining the military right now. It's not even available. I don't know. Maybe the new Secretary of Defense will change that. But as of right now, there's no pension available. There's something called a TSP, which is basically the military's version of a 401k. So the mindset that you receive when you leave the military is effectively a mindset that you have to work until you're ready to take Social Security. And then you got to figure out when you're going to take Social Security, because if you take it at 62 and decide to stop working, your benefit is a reduced benefit. But if you wait until the age of 70, you get the maximum benefit. But the difference there is you agree to work, what, 8 more years, which may or may not work into your lifestyle decision. So Lifestyles Unlimited exists to help you understand that you do not have to repeat the bad mistakes or the bad information that you receive from other people. Because the information I received indicated to me that there was only one path that I could go down, and it was to get back into the workforce. I've learned since that real estate is a investment vehicle that I can harness that can get me to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. So do you guys want to know what my result was? Okay, here's my result. Remember, 2014, I left the military. I separated. I was retired. 2015, I find myself back in the workforce. I'm working for municipal government because that was the only job that I could find. It didn't pay me what I thought I was worth, but at least paid me enough money to stop the financial hemorrhaging that was occurring in my household because, well, get this, I couldn't live off of one-third of what I used to make. It wasn't working. It wasn't working at all. So I'm working for somebody else, okay? And I'm just mentally, I'm degrading working for somebody else because I took a job that was way below my skill level. Now, I'm not bragging about myself. I'm just telling you that there were jobs in that organization that I could have done much more effectively and much more efficiently than the people that were actually doing them, but I was at the bottom of the food chain and nobody knew who I was. And I didn't necessarily agree politically with the people that I worked for. So that was another problem right there. Okay, so what did I do? Well, in 2017, I heard about Lifestyles Unlimited. I heard about it by listening to the radio, and they were talking about something that was way different than anybody else I had heard talking on the radio about, kind of like what you're getting right now. You're getting a different perspective than all those other perspectives that you hear on the radio, because this perspective is a perspective that basically allows you to retire in the next 5 years. Now, maybe you're in a situation where you need a couple more years. Not a problem. Maybe you're in a situation where you don't need the full 5 years. That was my situation. That was my result. I didn't need the full 5 years. As a matter of fact, we joined in 2017. We went to work changing the direction of real estate that we had because we had done it all wrong. And then we figured out that we could invest in multifamily assets. So we started investing in multifamily assets. And by doing those things and then looking at our expenses in our household and getting rid of certain expenses that we really didn't need to be paying for and budgeting a little bit better in our household, we were able to achieve retirement 2 years later in 2019. It is now 2025. You can do the math. And I'm here to tell you, I've been real estate retired for over 5.5 years. It's not quite 6 years yet, but it's 5.5 years. It's been a much better result being retired because I don't have the stress of having to go to work. I don't have the stress of not having enough income coming into my household. I don't have the stress of taking loans out on assets that I own and now increasing the debt on my household, thereby creating a problem financially for me because I needed money to live off of. Lifestyles Unlimited changed all that for me because I understand cash flow. I understand how to harness the different equity positions that real estate can provide for me. I understand how to take advantage of the tax benefits of being a real estate investor. And so can you. All you got to do is pull the trigger and join Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm just telling you, that's what you got to do. So let me get into some of these lessons learned, because I really haven't done much of these, and I promised you I would, right? Okay. Biggest lesson learned. The biggest thing that we see brand new real estate investors doing that they shouldn't do, that we will teach them not to do when they become members of Lifestyles Unlimited, is the fact they don't do enough research. They don't. They get giddy. They go, ooh, I've got all this information. I've got all this knowledge about how to change my life. I'm going to jump right into the market. I'm going to jump into a deal without thoroughly understanding the local market, the property values, or the residents' demands. Well, that's not a smart move. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. As a matter of fact, what you should do, I know I'm shooting all over myself, but what you should do is you should conduct a comprehensive market analysis. Yes. Make sure you understand the market that you're planning to invest in. Focus on metrics like rent-to-price ratios, neighborhood growth trends, vacancy rate, comparable property values. Make sure you understand the dichotomy of the market you're looking to invest in. Don't just go with the fact that, wow, I live in City X, so therefore I'm going to buy right in City X. That might be a problem. Maybe you live in a place called, I don't know, San Diego, California. Now, there were some good things about it. I mean, natural appreciation in California is kind of off the charts. But the other ways that we make money in real estate, not really even on the charts. No. So you're not getting the benefit of a well-rounded investment. So why invest in a place like California? Just so that you can say, oh, I own property in California. Well, people in California will go, oh, good for you, good for you. Okay. People outside of California that are Lifestyles Unlimited members will go, oh, dude, what are you thinking? And the reason why we do that is because we know the benefits of investing in other places, places like Texas, places like Kansas, places like Missouri, places like Tennessee, places like Georgia, places like, well, Mississippi and Alabama and Florida. And I could go on. There's other places that Lifestyles Unlimited members have figured out are better places to invest than sunny Southern California. So how do you tap into that? You become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's part of your natural progression as a real estate investor, because you're going to do something called networking. You are going to network with other people. You're going to get educated. You're going to get networked. And you know what? You're going to get plugged in. And all of a sudden, all these things that I talk about on this radio show, all of these things that Mike Harrison and Andy Webb talk about on their radio shows, all the things that Del Walmsley is trying to get across to you on his radio show, all of a sudden, all of these things, they start lining up. They start clicking into place. And you start going, oh, really? I get it now. I get it now. And you become a member of what I like to affectionately call the Gets It Club. Because all of a sudden, you get it. You're in the Gets It Club. Yeah. Welcome to the club. It's a great club to be a part of. So what other pitfalls are out there? What other things are out there that you can learn from? Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes that you can make as a new real estate investor is blowing off your due diligence. Yeah, you just ignore it. You just go, well, I've got this general contractor on my team and he was referred to me by another Lifestyles Unlimited member, so I know he's got my back. Yes, he probably does have his back right up until the point where he doesn't have your back. Contractors are kind of funny that way. They're great up until the point they're no longer great. And here's the thing. There are things that you will learn as a Lifestyles Unlimited member that will help you avoid ignoring due diligence. What we don't want you to do is we don't want you skipping through inspections or trusting sellers' disclosures without verifying the information. Now, one of the people I think you need to have on your team is a licensed home inspector. And not just any licensed home inspector. One that has experience with nasty, ugly, dirty, smelly, disgusting houses. You want to know why? Because that's what you're going to buy. You're going to buy something that's dirty, nasty, disgusting, something that somebody else doesn't want. And the reason you're going to do that is because the lessons learned have told you that those properties are the ones that make you the most money. I mean, now take a step back. You're not going to live there. As a matter of fact, what you're going to do is you're going to transform that property into something beautiful, but not overly beautiful, because that's part of the lessons learned also. You're going to turn it into something beautiful for that neighborhood, beautiful for that sub-market, something that people will want to rent. Because trust me, when people are looking to rent property, they are looking at the good, the bad, and the ugly. And ironically, it all has the same price point. Yeah, so you know what happens when they see your property? They go, oh my goodness, I didn't know that something like this existed in the market for my price point. So what do they want to do? They want to rent it right away. They want to make contact with you and say, what do I need to do to get this property? And it solves a lot of problems for you because you have learned by being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited how to do the due diligence, how to take advantage of a home inspector who will give you very important pieces of information that you will formulate into a plan that you'll actually pass on to your general contractor. Now, here's the thing. If your general contractor and your home inspector know each other and they've got a good business relationship with each other, that's even better. That's even more golden than just having a great home inspector on your team. There's a lesson learned that you can use. And that ties in with another lesson learned that I got to share with you. Because if you believe that renovations will be quick, cheap, and straightforward, you're not paying attention to the education that we provide at Lifestyles Unlimited. One of the things that you must do is you must get multiple quotes from the contractors that you're going to use on the property, even from your favorite general contractor that you want to use. Make sure you get additional quotes because you have to see the bigger picture of the expenses. Maybe your favorite general contractor is giving you a really favorable bid because they just kind of want to get your business, and then they're going to give you some change orders on the back end, which could mess up your numbers. And that's a place you do not want to go. That is a lesson learned that we understand at Lifestyles Unlimited, and I make it available to you because I don't want you to get damaged. I don't want you to get hurt when you're doing real estate investing. If you get multiple quotes from contractors and build a buffer of at least 10 to 20% into your renovation budget for expected costs, you're going to be doing pretty good. You're going to have a better understanding of what it costs to improve that property, which is going to give you a better understanding of the returns that that property is going to provide for you. Remember, at the end of the day, what you're looking to do is take advantage of all of the lessons learned that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. And one of the most important lessons learned that I can share with you is the fact that when you're doing real estate correctly, real estate pays you five different ways. There's the cash flow. There's the natural appreciation. There's the principal pay down. There is the, oh my gosh, I just lost my mind because I just forgot. But you know what? At the end of the day, when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, you will know the five ways we make money. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.